Hey, good morning. I just woke up and I just listened to all of your feelings, and now I've got more feelings. But the first thing I was thinking was, so it's Kanan and Ezra in the middle of a droid scattered battlefield, and it's Mace looking on, and it's the rest of the clone troopers looking on, and the first thing Mace says, of course, is like, what's wrong with your hair? He gives Kanan so much shit for the hair. Is that supposed to be like, why does your hair almost look like Padawan hair and your Padawan's looks like floofy hair? What is going on with this nonsense? So of course, like, Kanan gets total shit for that. And he's like, look, I cut it myself and I couldn't see what I was doing. Also, no, was there supposed to be like some kind of metaphor about like, it's almost Padawan hair, he's starting fresh or something? Was there supposed to be, like, or was it just a dramatic, like, Mulan moment, except Kanan couldn't really see what he was doing? I don't know. That whole scene was, like, something. So Mace shows up, and he's been shown up, right? He's been there this whole time. Kanan shows up, and he sees Ezra talking with Mace. And he has all these, like, oh, fuckity, fuck, 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 kirk, 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 right? Because it's the Star Wars version of swearing. What do I say? I'm not sure what's going on here. I don't know if we're in our past or a different past or if this is just, like, an extended Force vision or what. So he lies. He says his name is Kanan Jarrus. Which isn't a lie to him, because that's who he considers himself to be, but if Mace were to act, like, from Mace's point of view, that's a lie. From Kanan's, it's the truth. And because it's true enough from Kanan's, it doesn't twig as dishonesty in the Force. He says his name is Kanan Jarrus, and he says he's from the temple at Lothal. Now, most of what we see in the Clone Wars is that the Jedi from the temple at Coruscant are generals and commanders and entwined, like, intricately with the way the Senate is calling the shots for the war. We don't really know a lot about what the other temples, how they contributed to the war effort, but I get the feeling that, like, sort of how you picture, like, the Jedi hierarchy of power and stuff like that. It would be, like, each individual temple would have sort of its own master. But, like, Mace is the master of the order, so all temples are sort of subservient. Or all temple masters are sort of, like, below Mace. So Mace could technically call on anybody from any temple, right? He's not really like, oh, Lothal, there's nobody out there. And Kanan's like, well, there's like four of us. And when he says there's four of us, he means Hera and Sabine and Zeb and him and Ezra and Kallus. But it's true enough for him that, again, it doesn't twig as dishonesty in the Force to Mace. And Mace knows that there is a Jedi temple out on Lothal. And he knows that they're a little weird out there because they're out in, you know, the outer rim edge of the mid-rim. So he thinks that any of Kanan's sort of incongruous, like, bits of, like, this is the Jedi way, are because he comes from sort of, like, hick planets are us. and then probably Mace gives Kanan some shit for, like, No, he wouldn't give Kanan any shit for running off and letting his Padawan do things, because that would have been seen as the proper Jedi thing to do. You take your child into battle and you expect your child to kill others, right? But maybe Mace is like, Kanan's like bullshitting his way out of this. Like, I don't have a transport. It crashed and the droids stole it for parts. So Mace is like, okay, now that does sound like a dishonesty, but you don't have any way to get home, so we may as well take you with us. And the whole time, Kanan is like, sure, cool, very Jake Peralta, right? And Ezra's like, oh, cool, I get to use some more, like, and Ezra's kind of excited because, like, ancient Jedi, well, ancient to him, he's like, what, 16 right now. Or 17. It's still pre A New Hope, so he's not like 19 yet. Anyway, Ezra's young enough that this seems long ago. And he's like, yeah, we're going to play with the cool Jedi toys, like the sparring remotes and see the big spaceships and stuff like that. And maybe it's a little disorienting for him, too, because the Rebellion ships, a lot of them are repurposed warships left over from the Clone Wars. So he knows his way around. And all of those are sort of built off of the same blueprint. So if you know how to find your way on one, odds are you can find your way on most of the Republic's old ships, right? So maybe they get on this ship, and the story that Kanan told lended itself to the idea that they'd never been on one of the big battle cruisers before. Except that then Ezra can find his way around fine. He doesn't need a guide. He doesn't need to check the directory or whatever. He knows exactly where the head is, and he knows exactly where the mess is, and he knows exactly where the launch bay is. And that twigs as something a little weird to Mace as well, and he's suspicious. But he's got a lot of other things on his mind right now. He's kind of got an entire war effort that's, like, depending on him. So he puts it to the back of his brain. Like, okay, when I have a down minute, we'll investigate this further. In the meantime, we're just going to drop them off at Coruscant and then redeploy them once we get back. And they get back to Coruscant. And Kanan's sort of like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, well, I don't really know what I'm going to do, so I guess we just play it by ear and make sure that I stay with Ezra at all times. And, of course, it's, like, hitting him really hard in the heart right now, because this is everything that he knew as a child, but with adult eyes, he's seeing a lot of things that he missed as a kid about how, you know, nobody in high command thinks this is glorious either. Nobody in high command thinks this is a fun adventure, the way that, like, and then he gets sort of like, okay, I know the local time, what's the galactic standard date and time? And it's after Kanan has been picked up by Deepa, after they've left the temple. So it's not like he's going to run into his master, and it's not like he's going to run into his younger self. But at the same time, he knows it just means that, like, the end is coming. But, yeah, so Kanan's seeing all this stuff that he had sort of, in child's, like, hindsight, I don't know, like, he's seeing all this stuff, like, with the glow worn off, right? And the way that everybody is extra stressed. And he's like, yeah, this seems really familiar. We just left a situation like this, you know? There's no downtime. Except that, you know, they can't take hyperspace right to Coruscant for plot convention reasons. Possibly one of the droid ships got in a lucky shot and busted their motivator. I don't know. The point is, they have to take the long way home to Coruscant. So, Kanan gets a minute to heal. Because Ezra pulled him out of the fireball, and they fell directly into the path of a bunch of droids firing blasters. Kanan is a little bit singed. They blame it on the droids' blasters, but some of the way the burn marks are don't really fit with blaster weapons, so they're bullshitting to whoever the medic is. But yeah, Kanan gets the time to heal. He's worried about Hera. He's worried about Ahsoka. Or no, he's not worried about Ahsoka. He doesn't know about Ahsoka. Does he? Yes, he's worried about Ahsoka because he saw her dive through another portal, but it wasn't the same one that they dove through. Kanan's worried about a lot of things, and he would be worried that someone would sense how much, like, dark his aura is or whatever, how many negative emotions he's carrying around, but nobody says anything. And then he realizes it's because, maybe I didn't pick up on this as a kid, but literally every Jedi who's in the war effort is also exactly like me right now. They have no room to stand on and bitch about, like, releasing my emotions into the Force. Which, it's sort of refreshing to Kanan to see that his way is not the wrong way. But it's also a little bit disheartening because he was holding these people up to a certain ideal. And with the fresh eyes of an adult, he's seeing all the ways that, like, is people let down their own ideals at the end of it. So anyway, they're taking the long way back to Coruscant. Ezra is making friends with all of the different clones on the ship and trying not to be like, I'm from the future. I know your friend because he got old. Because Kanan is like, we're still not sure if this is the past or this is someone else's past or if it's like an extended vision. So don't say anything if you don't have to. Just be yourself. Just don't mention where we came from. Say you're from Lothal and that's it. Everyone knows that Lothal is weird and backwater. So Ezra making friends with the clones. Ezra talking about like kill counts and Ezra talking about missions that they've been on for the rebellion, but because several of them took place on planets that were like former separatist strongholds because a significant portion of the rebellion are former separatists, the clones don't really think it's weird that's what he's talking about. They think Kanan just does like a lot of undercover work like that Voss, you know? Then they get back to Coruscant and Mace is like, okay, we'll put you up in some of the guest dorms and then we'll let your temple know that we have you and then we'll deploy you someplace else. And then they go to Kol Lothal temple and no one picks up because all the Jedi there were already dead. I mean, that's sad for Lothal and sad for the temple, but the temple was clearly abandoned for many days by the time Ezra and Kanan got there. but it does sort of support Kanan's story that they're from Lothal and they hadn't really heard from anyone in a while. So then they get... Mace doesn't really know their capabilities because they didn't grow up in the Coruscant Temple. He doesn't have a personnel file on them. And there's no one at Lothal to provide that information. And there's also nobody free enough to go investigate. You would think the destruction of an entire order outpost would be like, oh shit, we have to go investigate. We didn't even know they all got killed. But that's probably the same time that Palpatine pushes through a new emergency power something or other in the Senate, and there's a new fresh wave of attacks on Midrim worlds, and possibly the Separatists have gotten their hands on a city-destroying new superweapon, and between one thing and another, nobody actually goes out to Lothal. So, shit. Kanan's like, okay, are we getting away with it? Or do we have to go back to the temple to go back through the world between worlds that was on the side of the temple? Like, what do we do? We can't go because Mace is like, well, you're not going there. Trauma or something. Maybe Thulm gets involved. He is the Order's spymaster and intelligence officer of... Maybe he gets involved in, like, finding out what happened to the temple. And Kanan's like, okay, reprieve for right now, but shit, I don't know this guy. Because you wouldn't know the spymaster unless you were, like, in his intelligence operation, right? So Kanan doesn't know how good he is. It can't be that good because they still lost to Palpatine. But, you know. So Kanan's like, okay, fine. Eventually Thulm is going to find out that Kanan and Ezra are not from the massacre at Lothal, and they're not in the records there. But at that point, Kanan will be far away, and I'm not sure how that happens. So basically, Kanan is healing. He's got his back to patches all over. He's one of the clones' medics is like, I can't do anything about the dead eye tissue, but if you want, I can give you prosthetic eyes. You could be, you know, cyborg eye parts and stuff like that. And Kanan has to take a minute to think about it. And he's like, you know what? I'm hesitant to have you restore my sight. Because to him, he's like, I don't know if we're staying. I don't know what's going on. And also because I don't know what's, like, the best way to handle that. because, like, representation matters and all of that, and you can't just, like, cure a disability, and I don't want it to get fucky over there, because it was already a very fucky storyline. But, like, in the Republic, there were plenty of Jedi with prosthetics. There were plenty of, you know, people with cyborg implants and modifications and stuff like that. And I could understand the Rebellion not having access to that kind of medical tech. But in the Republic, Kanan could get new eyes, basically. I don't know how that gets handled. Unless it's like, no, it's been too long. The nerves have deteriorated too much. Even if we did put the prosthetics in, you'd still have to use the Force to see things or something. Maybe Ezra's like, yeah, get him prosthetics. Let me fix the thing that I broke. Because he still feels guilty about that, right? Even if Kanan told him it wasn't his fault, Ezra's still going to carry that. And then the medic is like, no, it's been too long. You guys were away from home for too long. We couldn't fix it. Or something. I want them to have nice things, obviously, but, like, also realistic things. So they're back on Coruscant. Nobody can be reached at Lothal. And they're about to be deployed. They can't say, no, we don't want to fight. Because nobody has that choice, really. Unless you're so grievously injured or, like, the deepest situation where you're in a coma and you face down the dark side. Mentally unfit. But Kanan's not mentally unfit, and physically, they saw that he was using the Force to do seeing, and he was kicking some major ass. So, they're gonna send him back out. I'm not sure where they get sent out. How much do we want to change things based on them? Are they still trying to find their way back to Lothal to get back through the portal to get back home? Because, like, time is passing at a, like, how is time passing for Hera and Sabine, who are trying to provide backup for Ezra to get out of the temple, right? Will they get back at that exact moment, or is time passing for them? What am I saying? Or, like, do we want to have them sort of deployed as an attaché of somebody else's unit? Doesn't have to be Skywalker and Kenobi. There are other generals out there. What if they get sent out as, who was the Besalisk who was killing his clone troopers? They get sent out to back him up, and then that's what twigs them to, like, oh shit, this guy is doing something terrible. He's a dick. He may be a Jedi, but he's definitely a dick. And then maybe they do something about that. I'm not sure. It depends where they get sent, how much of the war is going to change or not. Also, I really like the idea of him showing up on the Rishi Moon being like, let me tell you a thing, and then, like, surprised it actually helped and being surprised about that. I think that's fantastic. All right, I'm gonna punt this back to you, and you tell me where they land or where they get deployed and how that influences things. Bye.